It is a sacred time, this, and a sacred place, this. It is a place for questions more profound than answers, vulnerability more powerful than strength, and a peace that can pass all understanding. It is a sacred time, this. Let us begin it together in song. Of our service in the center of our lives, we make room to honor the quiet parts of life. You may use these first moments for lighting candles of memory and hope, or just sitting quietly, remembering who you are and why you are here. Please join me in an attitude of prayer. Let us prepare a manger in our hearts for the birth of the sacred, where we are offered a choice between certain but sterile doubt and fragile but fertile faith. Let us choose a faith that feeds our souls. For something sacred needs to be born from the mating of what is and what yet might be. Living in a tragic world, let us remind ourselves it is also a hopeful world, with a future yet to be constructed, a future wanting to enlist builders of a better tomorrow. Let us enlist in that army of those who will build a more hopeful tomorrow. And let us be comforted by the fact that it is never foolish to believe in a better tomorrow. It is never faithless to believe that the tender mercies of love, truth, and justice are on the side of the angels. Indeed, they are the only aspirations that are on the side of the angels. Those angels are messengers from the gods, from that unconquerable realm of hope, faith, and love. And this is the season when those angels tell us that something sacred wants to be born. It needs a manger. Let us prepare a manger in our hearts for the birth of the sacred. Amen. Advent is about preparing ourselves for holidays or holy days. Advent isn't a holiday. It's our homework. It's getting ourselves ready for the spirit of a holiday. It isn't always easy to do. This week, in trying to get myself into an Advent kind of mood, I Googled the word Advent on the internet. Two of the first things that I saw were ads. Advent blowout. Incredible prices on electronics at Amazon.com, free shipping. And the other told me that I could buy a Lego Advent calendar at Target for $14.99. This was not helpful. But while I was doing this, I received an email from a colleague, someone who from time to time puts together quotations he's found in all different places and sends them around to some colleagues to see if they give us any ideas. And I was struck by one of the comments. One of the quotes came from a medieval Christian mystic named Julian of Norwich, whose writings can strike you a lot of times. Just wonderful stuff. Here's what she wrote. This is the cause why we are not at rest in heart and soul. That here we seek our rest in things that are so little, there is no rest in them. Kind of like a Lego Advent calendar. Or an Advent blowout special. It's interesting to me that her quote is so much more to the point of what the season is about. Advent began in the Christian tradition in the 4th century, and ever since it began, it has been an attempt to lure Christians away from the trivial things in which there's no rest. This whole season is about trying to find things big enough to rest in. Christmas is the season of that kind of spirit, more than any other time. And this spirit of looking for things big enough to rest in is one of the deepest yearnings we have, and you can find evidences of our doing it everywhere. That 23-minute choral piece today is an example of it. Brent chooses these larger works, and the choir comes to extra rehearsals to learn them because they found something large there, and they want to share it with you. They found a spirit big enough to rest in, and they want to offer it to you. This new twist on the food collection that we'll be starting next week, which I think is just a great idea, that's one of these things, too. We're aspiring to a bigger generosity in very simple ways. Just to say, look, it can be very down to earth. Just bring a can of green beans or whatever you're bringing, and you can share food with people who are hungry. And you become part of a bigger spirit, and it's a spirit not only we can rest in, but other people can rest in. And even new members joining the church are part of this spirit. We join churches because we hope to find a larger spirit there that can both become a part of us and that we can become a part of. It's the same kind of quest. There are a lot of things this season that celebrate that bigger spirit. We're right in the middle of Hanukkah, which began Wednesday. It's the Jewish Festival of Lights, but it's time to remember the time in ancient Judaism when some brave people during the Maccabee Revolt of 22 centuries ago were so filled with that bigger spirit that they transformed the history of Judaism. So I think that it's worth remembering, at least for me, that tacky ads for blowout sales for Advent or Lego calendars are not what the season is about. They're parasites on the spirit of this season. In the same way that orchestrated flag waving as a conditioned reflex is a caricature of true patriotism, in the same way that the worst and the smarmiest Valentine's Day cards are hobos riding the rails of real love, they're all too small to rest in. But behind them, there is a spirit that's big enough to rest in, and that's what we're looking for, always. It can still be a risky thing talking about this spirit at holidays because you can move so quickly from something that feels positive into something that feels like it's guilt induction, as though the choir just hasn't done enough big works requiring extra rehearsals, so they need to squeeze one more in before Christmas. Or we should feel guilty about having enough to eat. So bringing food is a kind of penance to make you feel bad. Or you haven't really done very much spiritually, so it's about time you sinners joined a church. You see how easily you can take something good and make it something really cynical, especially during holiday seasons. One bit of advice I have for us is that if we're offered holiday seasons that are marked by Advent blowouts, Lego calendars, and shopping sprees to run up your 20% interest on your credit card so that stockholders of Walmart can get richer, just say no. Settle for a holy day rather than a holiday. And remember the poetic words from Julian of Norwich. This is the cause why we are not at rest in heart and soul, that here we seek our rest in things that are so little, there's no rest in them. It's just wonderful. You don't have to be Christian or Jewish to enter into this season. A lot of people in churches bemoan the fact that Christmas is a cultural holiday rather than a religious holiday. I don't bemoan it at all. I think it's a great thing that it's a cultural holiday because no church owns it, no tradition owns it. All you have to be is alive and aware that there's a bigger spirit calling you to become part of it and to let it become part of you, and the holiday season is yours. That spirit sang out to us through Benjamin Britten's wonderful music. It glows for us in the Advent and the Hanukkah candles. It welcomes us, as the church welcomes new spiritual seekers and finders, into membership. And sharing our food with some of Austin's hungrier people reminds us that even in very simple ways, we can make a big difference in the lives of our brothers and sisters here in Austin and elsewhere. Now, there's an old Jewish story about this, and that's not surprising because there's an old Jewish story about everything. A small synagogue, the story says, was struggling to stay alive. There was no generous spirit there, nothing big enough to rest in, and the people had taken to bickering. Finally, one of them set out to talk to the wise old rabbi in the next town. And he told him their sad story. "Well," the old man said, "this is very clear. Your problem is that you are suffering from the sin of ignorance. For the Messiah is among you, and you are ignorant of this fact. Now go home." When the man went back to his synagogue, nobody wanted to believe that. And they said, "It couldn't possibly be one of us. I mean, look at this crew." And then, just to prove that the Messiah could not possibly be among them, they went down the list of people in the synagogue, listing all the serious flaws each one had that would surely disqualify them from messiahship. Still, the old rabbi was known for a surprising kind of wisdom, and so they wondered. And they began wondering, "Well, what if it really were so-and-so, or that worthless soul over there, or that horrible person? I mean, what if they really were the Messiah? Then we probably need to treat them better." And so, just in case, they began treating everyone in the synagogue as though they might really be the Messiah. And, of course, this changed everything. And it changed the spirit of the place into a big spirit in which they could all reside. And as they resided in it and it resided in them, both they and their synagogue were transformed into a very great blessing to the world. Now, that's a Hanukkah story. It's a Christmas story. It's a kind of holy music sung by a choir of angels. The music is set to the words of that wise old rabbi and to the words of Julian of Norwich. And it contains the secret of this season and the secret of finding that bigger place in which to rest. Because it's true. Our sin is a sin of ignorance. The Messiah is among us, and we are ignorant of that fact. Who is this Messiah? What is this thing that can save us? It's that spirit of life that's carried in good music performed in love. It's the generous spirit that feeds the hungry right here in Austin. It's a yearning to join a church, to join a community of seekers and finders. These are some of the messiahs among us and some of the spirits that can save us. But there's more. The Messiah, the light of the world, the hope of the future, is not only among us, it is also within us, within each of us. And we are often ignorant of that fact too. Now, I've shared the great secret with you for you to share with others. The Messiah is both among us and within us. This holiday season, let us learn to become midwives for the birth of the sacred. For something sacred wants to be born among and within us. It wants very much to be born, and it needs our help. Merry Christmas.